I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
For an action-packed day of football.
Oh, hell yeah.
For the first time in my life, I have made a bet on the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl. Buffalo over San Francisco. Write it down.
I'm an NFL junkie. It's my favorite thing. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody.
From sides to totals to props, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with your hosts, Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich. Presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry Week 7 NFL Sunday to you and yours. It is You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff. Nick Kostos, Sam Paniatovich, and you here on the BetMGM Network as we get you set to bet and win week number 7 in the National Football League. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app. Visit BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, it moved. All the side and total moves your little heart could ever desire for every game on the board, Week 7 NFL Sunday. Actives and inactives come out later this hour. We will give you the fantasy and betting spin on all of those. Prop King next hour. We already hit Kanata Mumfield anytime touchdown in the Rams-Jaguars game. So good start to the day with Mumfield on a touchdown early in the Rams and Jags from London. The underdog money line parlay, teaser conversation, and best bets to close the show 100 minutes from now. Sam Paniatovich is with me here. Sammy, happy Week 7 NFL Sunday, my friend, to you and yours.
Happy Sunday. Got the cookout in about 2 hours at the house. The pulled pork is done. The lamb is on the smoker. The chicken goes on at 1 Eastern. Are you coming by? I know it's a last-minute invite, but are you gonna come 4 hours for the cookout?
You lived in New York. I would absolutely be there. This is like my wife and daughter, I've been away this weekend and they're not back until later. Like, this is the one week I actually could have potentially swung it if we lived close. I'm actually a little upset. The thing that excited me the most, I love pulled pork, but I'm Greek. It's in like my life contract that I have to love lamb. Tell me about the lamb that you've got going today.
So it's a 4 hour smoke, about 275 degrees. I brush the outside with olive oil, fresh lemon, ground up rosemary, and a little bit of rub, some homemade rub. And then that just sits on this smoker for hours and hours and hours. And then you pull it off. And the best part, as you know, is that first piece of skin right off the edge. If you pull it wrong though, Nick, the whole thing comes off. You got to be very careful with the piece of skin that you tug at.
Are you sure you're not Greek?
No, I'm not.
That was exceptionally Greek. Just some olive oil, got the lemon, got the rosemary. All that's missing is the thyme. That's good stuff. A little oregano perhaps as well. Good stuff from Sammy P. We will get to Week 7 NFL Sunday. We will get to college football. But just to update everyone on the London game, if you haven't watched it, you've missed absolutely nothing other than the Rams just destroying the Jaguars. So the Rams lead 21-0 at half, and if you're just tuning in and you're waking up now, it's actually worse than the score indicates right now. The Jaguars can't do anything on offense. Trevor Lawrence looks completely inept. Brian Thomas dropping balls over the middle of the field. They can't get Travis Hunter going. And on the flip side, Sam, Matthew Stafford slicing and dicing, 15 of 20, 127 yards, 3 passing touchdowns, 2 to Devontae Adams. even with Puka Nacua out, the Rams passing offense humming here against this Jaguars defense. Rams up 21-0. Anything stand out to you in the second half market for this game? Where do we sit at BetMGM?
These are always tricky because when you have a blowout ensuing, it's very difficult to sort of handicap that second half. What do you get from the team that's down three touchdowns? Most of them, Nick, they wave the white flag. Most of them do. So when you're looking at a total here in the second half, this opened at 21.5. I see a couple books down to 20.5. So Wise Guys drove it through that key number. As we know, 7, 14, 21. Those are big key numbers with totals. I think the Rams side of the equation, what incentive do they have to just pour this on? Are they really trying to win 42-0? I don't know. A lot of teams that get up, they just run the ball in the second half. And if Jacksonville is giving up, you're not going to get over 20.5. I lean to the under. I see our friends at Circa in Vegas are at 20, which is a very sharp shop, of course. BetMGM, 20.5. As for the side, it's basically Jacksonville minus the half. So now I get Jacksonville plus 20.5. Oh, that's a lot of points. And then they don't score a single point. I guess without watching the entire first half, from a number standpoint, I would lean under 20.5.
Do you want to, just to get some action here, I want to bet Jacksonville in the second half.
You think they care? You think they actually fight?
So Liam Cohen's crazy, right? The Jaguars coach. And I don't know what you're going to get from him in the second half. So in the first half they had, or in the first quarter, they had a 4th and 2 from the 33. And they sent out Cam Little for a field goal. Like, should have gone for it, 4th and 2. And Little misses the field goal. Then right before half, with a little over a minute to play, 4th and goal from the 7, he went for it. Probably should have kicked the field goal there. They didn't get it. I think he's on tilt right now. So I think you could get... I think you can see anything happen here. I don't think they're going to pack it in. And on the flip side, the reason why I like Jacksonville is we've seen this from Sean McVay in the past. You're 100% right. What's the incentive for the Rams to pour it on? Like, they have none. And you saw it at the end of the first half where they get the ball with over a minute to play. They could have tried to take a couple shots down the field, add some more points on. They get the ball in the second half, really go for the kill shot. They didn't. They went super conservative. And I think McVay's feeling is, and I don't know this, but I'm guessing, the only way we let the Jags back in the game is to make a mistake here. And I think that's probably how he's going to call the second half. They could probably punt on first down every drive and probably still win the game. Maybe not cover the second half spread. Any desire to bet Jacksonville with me?
I like the under more. Here's what's going to happen. It's going to come down to Jacksonville scoring inside the red zone. That will dictate both the side and the total in
well,
half number
make
two.
Me feel
not
good.
The game. Well, I mean, look, the Rams are probably going to cover the 3 full game. So we're just isolating the second half. When you're looking at Jacksonville, you have to understand they're not going to be kicking field goals. So on 4th and goal at the 6, you've got to convert that long 6-yard touchdown on 4th down. And if it doesn't convert, it's bad for the Jags. It's also bad for the second half over because now the Rams have to go 94 yards. And I just feel like this whole second half, in a nutshell, is going to swing good or bad, over or under, Jags or Rams, on the Jacksonville Jaguars having...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A fourth down inside the 10. If they get it, it's good for the Jags. It's good for the over. If not, the other sides are probably going to thrive. So I lean under. If I want to sweat, I'm going to go under 20 and a half. You could take Jacksonville. I think the under is a slightly better bet.
I think your analysis, candidly, was spectacular. And I know I should.
You just have to act like you're pondering. I know you're not. I know what you're doing.
Well, but like, so I, that was not for shtick what I just did. Like I actually, like your analysis was awesome. You're probably right. I would like a sweat. I didn't bet this pregame. I'm betting Jacksonville second half. All right. Okay. While we wait for the second half to start in London, again, Rams up 21-0. Thoughts, Sam, from the weekend that was in college football as we spin things forward here?
Well, Carson Beck Heisman tickets are dead. Let's start with that on
you
Friday.
Do you think dead, like definitely it. Dead? Like can't come back from it? One bad game.
It's tough to throw five interceptions. Only four that counted, but he did throw five and got bailed out.
I was
going to
say, it was just four. So, I don't think we need to give Carson Beck more interceptions on Friday night for our tickets.
And then he's throwing the teammates under the bus. And I remember listening to you and Femi a couple weeks ago where Femi said something that sort of resonated with me. The bettors love Carson Beck. The voters don't. I think the voters look at the cross eye black and the tattoos and the arm sleeve and the stupid face. And I don't think they want to vote for him. So they pushed him out. MGM has him like 25-30-1 now. We were sitting nice. He was 3-1, 350. I don't want to say it's over, but it feels like it's about dead. You know who else was impressive yesterday? Alabama again, man. They just keep rolling against good teams. That is now Georgia, Vanderbilt, Mizzou, and Tennessee. Pow, 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 pow. That might be, I mean, aside from Ohio State, Alabama might be the second best complete team in the country.
I'll just say, and you just take my word for it here, anyone stupid enough to get a full arm sleeve tattoo, you can't trust that moron. Just being honest. I said last week on the show, Sam, just in case people are listening on the radio, I have one. That's why I said that. Six people with the tattoos are like, wow, he's insulting me. I have one also. I said last week, Sam, my tears in college football, one, Ohio State, draw a line. Two, Alabama, draw a line. And then you can put whatever teams in tier three you want. You agree with that assessment right now, it sounds like?
Ohio State is clearly the number one team in the country. And then I think it's probably at this point Alabama, Oregon, maybe neck and neck from a power rating standpoint. I'm focusing solely on numbers, not on takes. Not the eyeball test. These are ratings. So I've got Ohio State like 4 points better than Bama. And 4.5 points better than Oregon. After that, I've got Notre Dame and then Indiana. So even though Indiana is undefeated, I still have Notre Dame power rated just a smidge higher.
And if you laid Notre Dame 9.5 last night, wow.
They should have won by 24,
yes.
Dude. You know
yes,
it.
Yes, but they did cover. I had them in a money line parlay. So anyone that bet Notre Dame, like that was a hell of a sweat at the end of the game. Last college football note, Sam, and then we'll turn our attention to Week 7 NFL Sunday. You said I think it was you that came on the show last week, and
you're 100% right, and maybe you'll be right over the balance of the season, but maybe things have shifted, right? And I agreed with you when you said it, that Julian Sayin, Ohio State's quarterback, and wide receiver Jeremiah Smith would cannibalize themselves in the Heisman market. And a lot of, not just you, a lot of people have said that. I kind of agreed with it with you when you said that last week. Do you still feel that way now, or can Sayin win after his performance yesterday against Wisconsin? And then we'll get to the NFL.
It's wild because the best part of their team is their defense. They're winning because of their defense, not because of their quarterback and because of their receiver. But you look up at the board this morning, BetMGM has Julian Sayin and Ty Simpson co-favored, along with Mendoza. Holy cow, a three-way tie. I didn't realize they were all 3-1. I just looked for the first time now. Sayin, Simpson, Mendoza, 3-1. I thought my narrative sounded good, but the market certainly disagrees. I just don't know that people will get into the ballot box and vote Sayin. Do you believe that?
I think if they go undefeated and he keeps doing what he's doing, and I think the other big thing, like, we got Femi texted me yesterday and texted, like, the You Better You Bet group chat. And obviously Jeremiah Smith is a better NFL prospect than Carnell Tate, and Carnell Tate's a great NFL prospect. Femi said, are we sure that Smith's the best Ohio State receiver? And, like, he is, yes. But the fact that that question has to be asked because Tate's so good, I think could lead. Like, I think Sayin's going to get credit on the offense and not Jeremiah Smith if this keeps going like this and Tate keeps having huge games. So I don't know if Sayin's going to win, but I do think if he keeps 36-42, I think he's got a chance to win. All right. Underway in the second half in London. Nice kickoff return from the Rams. 3rd and 4 coming up around midfield as the Rams look to add more points. They lead the Jaguars 21-0. Let's get to Week 7 NFL Sunday, guys, with this edition of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
It's different. Week 7, NFL Sunday. Jaguars almost had an interception in midfield. Alas, it is not meant to be. Is the Rams punt, and the Jaguars will have... Oh, that is... Coffin corner punt. 1st and 10 coming up from the Jaguars at about their own 9-yard line when we come back from commercial
under,
in London.
Under.
Yes. Doesn't feel bad at the moment. Sammy, let's start with the Chiefs and the Raiders in Kansas City. Rashee Rice will make his season debut for Kansas City off the 6-game suspension.
Early in the week, we were having this conversation across the network. How high will the number go? Because when it opened in Vegas, it was 10.5. We got to 11.5, 12 really quickly by Monday night. And the question was, will this touch 14? The answer is no. Now, the high side of the market is 13, a couple offshore books. BetMGM has 12.5. The total really hasn't budged at all. Open 45.5, we're still 45.5. The question you ask yourself, can you really bet Geno Smith? Because that's a big old number, Nick. And the Chiefs historically have let teams like the Raiders hang around. Especially off that win Sunday night when they had no penalties and beat the Lions, and now the Chiefs are going to win the whole thing. You're paying the tax on Kansas City. I didn't bet the game, but we opened 10.5, and now we're 12.5, 13 in a couple places.
And the Raiders are going to be without star tight end Brock Bowers for another game, maybe without wide receiver Jacoby Myers. We'll find out for sure in about 15 minutes when the actives and inactives come out. So it's a depleted offensive skill position group for Geno Smith. And my concern for the Raiders today and for Ashton Jeanty in fantasy, if they get down, they're not going to run the ball. Is Jeanty going to be on the field? Now here's like a Dylan Lauby. It's not great. Quick break, and on the other side, the rest of Week 7 NFL Sunday, all the side moves, all the total moves, and a couple weather reports as well for wind games in Cleveland and Chicago on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.